The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to this, is this hump day?
Yes, it is.
This is hump day. Good morning, everybody. Linda Bott here. The Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, always opens the top of the hour. I'm here with my good friend. We're going to be talking a lot about, well, first of all, we're going to start with the Olympics, but then we're going to go into some local businesses.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
That's great.
Oh, Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning, Linda.
Eric Woodstrom. Hold on. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hold on. Just fill in for a second.
Yeah, you bet. Linda's running around the station here getting everything in order. So there it is. You got it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what happens is we always talked about the fact that, you know, we have supported Haven Humane since the day
yes.
we've been on. And
oh,
we've
sure.
talked about this before.
Yes.
So this morning at 5 o'clock, I got up. I saw Carl off. He's up on the what they call the tribe ride.
Yeah, the Modoc trail ride.
They go up. It's all guys. I love the fact that it's all
yeah.
guys. I have no problem
well,
with that.
Well, it has a history, too, that...
It should be.
Yeah, but it should be.
Like, why can't we just, you know, I have no problem with girls doing the girls thing and the guys, girls locker, guys locker, girls team, boys team.
Right.
So anyway, Carl, you have to have it and be invited. So Carl was invited and had to fill out the paperwork and the whole pictures. It was like he had to be vetted almost, you know. And so today they will go up, somewhere up there in the Warner Mountains, and we'll hear all about it, I'm sure, when he returns next week with his great adventure. So, of course, I call my near and dear friend who I've known for years, and I just want to say, to our listeners here, before I go into the weather, that had it not been for Eric Woodstrom and his position when he was with Five Star Bank, KCNR would not be on the air.
Oh, thanks.
You really did. You worked with us. We were just so wet behind the ears.
Well,
we had no idea.
It's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch from, you know, meeting with you and Carl and getting a blank piece of paper and saying, now, how are we going to do this? And figuring out, you know, that not only the finances, which we did at the bank, but also for you and Carl to figure out the operations of a radio station and how to make it successful year after year after year. And look at you now.
Well, I tell people, yeah. you know, you've got to put your money where your mouth is because you don't just walk in with thin air. So I tell people you want to talk about in the very beginning, guess what? We put our home up for collateral. Home,
yes.
Our home. Which is scary because you're like, if you don't make this work.
Yep. Well, you started with a license. You didn't start with an operating statement. You started with a license.
And a piece of paper.
And a blank piece of paper
right.
and an ID and said, this is how we're going to make it happen.
Right, right.
Yep.
So, you know, it takes a military might with Carl and a team. It totally takes a team. So I just want people to realize that it's a dream and it's hard work and it's ambition and you can, you just get the right people around you. And,
yeah.
and Eric was at the helm. Not only that, through this, you know, we didn't realize when we were brought together, I think at that particular time, or maybe it was prior to that through something that happened at Turtle Bay, that a friend of ours, a mutual friend, brought us together, and here we were, that we went to the same high school from the same graduating class, et cetera.
Right. A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Well,
yeah.
Not as long for you.
No, we're in the same.
Yes, I know.
No, it's
pretty
okay.
Ironic.
I have no problem saying my age out loud. I'm really, you know, we were very blessed to have, I was talking about this earlier, about the 70s. Where, you know, we had wood shop and metal class and,
oh boy.
And auto class and band and all these things that, you know, they have gone away.
Yes.
Great
I think
leadership.
We were fortunate. We had a relatively new school and we had a lot of things that we could do both on campus and off campus. And it was a wonderful time.
So you've been in financing and banking for many, many years.
Yep.
Then you retired.
Yes.
You went to Golden
Valley Bank.
Golden Valley Bank after that. And then retired, and now you're doing a lot of community
startup
work. Yes.
Yeah, I'm involved still with a lot of community organizations. So, you know, I just went through the chairs and was the chairman of the Shasta EDC for the last 2 years, the Economic Development Corporation. That was rewarding. And then, you know, on our little water district board and a few other... true. And then a few nonprofit boards and different things, helping out some other businesses in town that that have been customers and friends of mine for a long time. So I'm keeping very, very busy.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Well, let's just get a little bit to the weather here. Yep. 94 today, hazy then sunny, clearer than hazy skies tonight, 61. I love the fact that this whole week is under triple digits. Tomorrow, 92... Friday looks like we've got sunny around 94. Saturday, get what? Get this.
Yeah.
Get what? 89.
Isn't that amazing?
Under 90.
August. 89
when
in August.
Did we see that in the last, since what?
A while.
June, May, May. Somewhere in there. 89. And then Sunday, 86.
Nice.
Degrees. That's the high.
Yeah.
So I felt it this morning because I get up at 5, take the dog out, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's dark out and I need a flashlight. Should I have protection? Should I, you know, spray? You know, it's different at nighttime.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business. It's 7:11 in the morning, and I'm here with Eric Woodstrom. Time flies by. We're going to be talking about the Olympics and how it's touched your life because it was your niece.
Our niece, yes, my niece.
You and Camille Woodstrom's niece.
Yes.
And Camille was there at the Paris Olympics.
From opening ceremonies to closing ceremonies, and was able to watch our niece on the women's volleyball team. And they did well. They didn't win the gold, but they did win the silver, which they weren't expected to do. They're ranked fifth in the world and beat some teams that they hadn't previously beat before. And so it was really exciting to watch. And of course, we couldn't be more proud of our little niece.
Very, very exciting to watch. But I was thinking about, in some of the, information about families that flew to Paris, stayed in bed and breakfasts, and some of the articles about how the businesses in Paris were suffering because a lot of Parisians left.
Yes.
And so when you're near Olympic Village, you don't know that. But I was just thinking about, oh my God, I can't wait to hear about some of the takeaways from Camille about what do you do in between the games? And did she stay in the village or did she
no,
stay?
No.
Okay.
They, but they were close. She stayed with her sister and brother-in-law, who's Catherine's parents, and they had an apartment. Catherine plays professional volleyball too, and one of her teammates' family had an apartment in Paris, right near one of their metro rail lines, and so they could get on the metro rail, take about a 10-minute ride, and they'll be at the stadium where they played. But they were in a neighborhood.
Now, Catherine Plummer, you would know when you see, she's 6 foot.
Six.
And she's
a big,
blonde,
tall, blonde. She's the one with the braided ponytail.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just love watching the faces of the girls that how much they would come together. Even if it was a foul or whatever it was, they came together like, boom. They had this connection, then they went back out for the play. And I think there's a great big takeaway with that.
Yeah, I think so too. They, you know, we've watched her play for a long time through her high school and college career, and then more recently as a pro, and then the Olympics. And one of the takeaways of watching volleyball is that the teams that succeed can do that. Whether it's a good play or a bad play, they come together. You know,
they reset.
They reset, put it behind them, and get ready for the next play.
Because you can't. No, sit there and let
it linger.
What happened affect your mental state now.
Right.
And that, to me, is like a lifetime of training.
Yes.
And then I'm sure if you've got your group and where's your mindset? Because really they had days that they played that were so amazing. We watched.
Oh boy.
Because we knew that in this proud moment, kept looking for Camille in the audience. Like how fabulous. Makes me really want to go to the 2028 Olympics.
I think so. I think, you know, as we've talked about it since then, we're going to make every effort to get down to 2028, whether or not Catherine's in it.
Right,
she continues
right.
Playing
I mean,
or
what
not.
An honor to, yeah. to have been selected to play. We're going to take a break when we come back. Hey, Eric Wittstrom, is here with me this morning. He's only here till 8 o'clock, and then we've got Todd Jones coming in. And this is Linda Bott, and I'm going to do some reads here. I'm going to thank, Four Winds Jewelry, first of all. They are located on Hilltop Drive. And I love the fact that they've been voted best of the North State because these guys work really hard. They don't advertise except for, I mean, they may advertise word of mouth and they may be on another station. But what I'm saying is that through the word of mouth, they've done so well and because of their integrity. Mm-hmm. We love that. And you know what I'm talking about, Eric, is that when you've got businesses that have great integrity, they are going to last
yes.
and thrive.
Yes.
So, Four Winds Jewelry, if you're looking for any of your jewelry needs, please head on over there. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with these special messages. This is Linda Bott along with Eric Wittstrom here on our morning show, Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming as well on KCNR1460.com. And of course, at the helm, we'll talk about our producer when we get right back, when we come right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night. Through thick and thin, we salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hiya, everybody. RC with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by A.J. Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of A.J. Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ben, welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. I am here with my special guest, Eric Woodstrom. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
All right. Let's do a shout out to Ben at the helm.
Yes.
Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Have we missed anything? Besides what day of the week is it? Or what day of the, what's the special day today?
The national day today. I think you'll like today's.
Okay.
It is National Creamsicle Day.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
I don't know
if I'm going to like it. So, you know, creamsicle's not something I'd say, hey, and by the way, I want a creamsicle.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have it.
Pass the creamsicle.
But it's good to know that they have a national day.
It exists, and it's a national day. So somewhere on this planet, somebody loves a creamsicle.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So Eric Woodstrom, we were talking about his niece.
Yes, my little niece.
Catherine Plummer. Was, if you watched the USA team win the silver, close to winning the gold, they were so close. Yep. It was so exciting. It was nail biting.
It was nail biting. They had some great matches.
Volleyball we're talking about, right. If you're just tuning in.
We watched the, quarterfinal match. We actually had a whole group of people, our Rotary wanted to watch it, so C.R. Gibbs gave us the back room.
Cool.
We were there at 7 a.m. Thursday morning watching it with about 40, 45 people, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And then they made it to the gold against the number one team in the world, Italy. And
they were good.
Italy was on their game. They didn't make a mistake.
They were like rip. Good.
Yes.
Okay, now, I just think for our listeners as well as myself, it's almost as if you go into a, let's just say hypothetical, you go into a room and, oh my God, you know, it's so beautiful. When you think about the years it takes to be a really good designer or the years, we have no idea the commitment factor of what it is to become an Olympian. This is the top of your field.
Yep.
An Olympian. So let's kind of go backwards a little bit with Catherine and your sister-in-law and brother-in-law.
Yep.
And when she knew, of course, at 6'6", I mean, you know, you just don't want to assume. When you play basketball or volleyball because you're tall.
She had the physical, you know, characteristics early on. She was tall for her age, but really takes a commitment of time and money. The family gave up a lot. She started playing in her junior high years. And also played a little bit of basketball, but migrated to volleyball. But they live in Southern California. There's a thriving volleyball community down there. They were able to be part of a club team and then her school team. And she competed both at beach and indoor as a youth. She actually, as a 15-year-old, they competed. Her and her partner competed at the World Games, and they won gold at the for 18 and under. So she was 3 years under her age, but they won gold down in South America is where it was held. And so she's played volleyball for a long time. She had an opportunity to go to a lot of different colleges, chose Stanford, had a full ride at Stanford, played 4 years there. They won 3 national championships during that time. She was 3 times National Player of the Year. So she was heads and tails, not only physically, but skill-wise, you know, one of the best.
When we talk about the family and the family's commitment to get this individual and a community to get her and sponsorships.
And sponsorship and support, because it takes everybody really to get, you know, her mom and dad would follow her just about everywhere she went, certainly as a youth. And
South America.
Yeah, even in her college days, they went to almost every game. You know, and it's not just the season, which is September through December. It's year-round training, coaching, getting better, playing in the off-season for club sports. Once she got out of college, she played professionally. She was able to play in Japan 1 year, in the last 4 years in Italy, where they have a thriving pro circuit. And that, but then in the off season from that, that goes from about October to April. Then she's training with the national team. She's training physically during the summer months just to keep in shape physically for the demands of the game. So it's a year round commitment, and she's been doing it, you know, for about 12, 14 years.
So let's not only talk about the fact that she was selected to be on the Olympic committee, but it wasn't like she knew 5 months in advance.
No. There's 30 women on the national team, and they play different tournaments throughout the national team season, which is usually end of April, May, and into June. And she didn't know she was going to be an Olympian. The coach, Karch Karai, had told her, "You're one of the young ones, and I have 9 returning Olympians. There's only 12 on the team, so there's not a lot of room for new people." And he said, "You're one of the younger ones. 28 is probably your year, 2028.
Right.
And then in middle of June, as they were having their, what they call the VNLs, the Volleyball Nations League, where the nations compete each other compete against each other in some tournaments leading up to the Olympics, she did really, really well. And so he pulled her aside, and she didn't know until about the middle of June that she was going to actually be an Olympian. So it was pretty exciting.
I mean, see, this is just it. Whether you win or you don't win, you always can always say you were an Olympian. I am an Olympian. You've been selected to be on the Olympic team. You are an Olympian. That is like saying Grammy nominated, Academy Award nominated. If you're going to do some kind of, I don't know, comparison, once you've been selected, that forever will be,
yes.
You know, you can always say. Now, the interesting thing is, talk about an Olympian spirit. She got engaged. She
yes.
didn't know that during all of this that she was going to go to the Olympics. Tell us a little bit about, like, what, I mean, talk about a whirlwind. Like, pinch
yeah.
yourself, like, I hope you can focus in on the day.
Well, her wedding's in the middle of September, and it's been planned for about a year and a half. She was engaged almost 2 years ago. And so they planned it during what is normally the off season.
Right.
From her pro season. And she didn't know she was going to be an Olympian, but yeah, you know, all the stuff leading up to, a wedding, there's a lot, and now's the time that it starts to get pretty busy. They had their silver medal match Sunday at 1 o'clock Paris time. It was really early our time, 4 a.m. And then they had their medal ceremony, closing ceremonies all on Sunday. Monday morning they got on a plane, flew to New York because of their silver medal. They rang the bell to close the New York Stock Exchange Monday night. Yesterday morning they're on the Today Show, and then flew west, landed in Southern California yesterday evening. Has about a day and a half, and then her bachelorette party starts next week.
And so Camille is there in Paris as well. Flies home, kiss. You know, pet
yep.
the dog, do and what you got to do, repack,
and then
down to Southern California to
yep.
be part of the niece's
and I think they're,
bachelorette
you know,
party.
Cutting up food and getting it prepared for the bachelorette party now. Yes. So,
oh.
Kind of a whirlwind. But,
I guess. And so now she's got to try
to. It's all positive stuff.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Come down to like, okay, I'm a bride.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to be a bride. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a story. That's a book. That's a book waiting. Okay, so this next half hour, Eric, let's talk about some of the businesses.
Yes.
Local businesses that you've been involved with. We want some inside information about what's happening economically around town. Of course, we've got Todd Jones at the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes,
but,
with the chamber.
Yes, but you're coming to it from a different angle.
Yes.
Where you're helping some businesses grow, et cetera. So we do want to hear that here on our morning show. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom. This is Linda Butt. Carl is, well, I would say he's on a big assignment.
He's on a horse, or he will be on a horse.
Crackmaster windshield and repair. You know, I hear so many people say, oh, I'm just going to go to Safe Flight. I'm like, no. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years. He could do cracks and, you know, like a 24 inches of a crack and a chip or whatever you have. And, you know, we're going in and out of heat and cold and hot, et cetera. So get your windshield repair by a master windshield repair specialist. Local guy, veteran-owned business. That's Jeff at Crackmaster. Give him a call, 530-241-8373. We'll be right back.
Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-733-2345.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Out in the moon and daydream, oh yeah.
Ben, I like, you know, when you've got somebody who's young and hip, yeah. I mean, Ben picks out some wonderful music that makes me like, okay, was that the Who?
That was David Bowie.
Oh, David Bowie.
Yeah.
It's Bowie, honey. Bowie. But, you know, that's right. Bowie, you can call him, but it's David Bowie. That's all right. You know, he's an icon for sure. 94 will be our highs today, overnight lows of 61. This is Linda Bott, if you're just tuning in. Carl is on assignment, and will be on assignment for the next couple of days. But I've got a great lineup, and let's bring us right back in with Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning, Linda.
You know, retired president of banks, very involved in our community. I mean, I don't really even know. Like, if I were to tell you, you know, like Rotary, what you know, you just what are some of the titles that would be behind your name?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Oh come on.
No, retired grandpa.
Oh, all right. Well, that's so you're being humble.
Yeah.
But we were talking at the break because this is your thing. You're yep. in the money market world. Inflation and interest rates, and we just had some inflation news. So you've been dealing with helping companies grow, et cetera.
Yep. And, you know, some of the news that came out, in fact, this morning, and it's been building now for about 60 to 90 days. Inflation numbers are coming down. We still have relatively full employment. And that's what the Fed looks at. Their target inflation is 2%. It's still above 2%, but they're looking at that in their decision on interest rates. And so I think the prevailing thought is, and they've been kind of forecasting this with their message, is that if inflation continues to come down, that they will most likely begin lowering short-term rates, which would be good for, I think, everybody. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, a couple of years ago when inflation skyrocketed, interest rates rose faster than in my adult lifetime.
Yes.
And it reached a level that it pretty well, it slowed a lot of businesses in our economy, and that was the intent
yes.
by the Fed, to slow inflation, and it's done that, and I think we'll start seeing, start seeing rates come down. I don't know when. The Fed's the only one that really knows, but probably maybe September, but certainly one or two times by the end of the year based on the information at this point, which I think will be good for everybody. And what that does is that guides the markets. And so we've seen, for example, mortgage rates, which impacts home buyers and those that may want to refinance for one reason. We've seen mortgage rates start to come back down and borrowing rates for businesses start to kind of come back down. Will they ever get back to 3 or 4%? Probably not in a long, long time, mm-hmm. if at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that was an anomaly that we saw, and those that took advantage of it are,
right.
you know, have a good rate for a long period of time. But we'll see, you know, rates kind of come back to, where people can afford to, you know, more people can afford to buy homes and mm-hmm. buy cars
mm-hmm.
and yeah. So I think it's all positive. It's painful to get there. We're paying for a lot of businesses. We've seen a lot of businesses in the service sector, especially.
Yes.
That are
some of our favorite restaurants have closed.
That have closed. And, you know, that's a combination of, a lot of things, but certainly their operating costs, their food costs, their utility costs.
The rent
and their costs for their employees have all gone up. And there's only so much they can pass on to their customers before, you know, the customers begin to make other choices.
Well, and then you start working. You're working and you're working really hard, putting in incredible hours. And you're basically working for the four walls and
yeah.
the employees.
Yeah.
And you're actually putting your own money in. Because
yes.
you're, just when to, you start to think about your physical hours.
Just to keep the doors
your
open.
Your wear and tear on your car, your body, whatever it is.
Yeah.
To keep your life floating and you're not making any money because you're putting it into the business. There comes a time when you maybe reach an age and go, you know.
Yep. And I think we're starting to see it too. Certainly the retail sector has been hit hard for the last 15, 20 years. But as I, a couple weeks ago was walking through some of the larger, national chains, and you look at the way they've laid out their store and their inventory, and there's a lot less than they used to carry.
Right.
And I think that's a symptom of not only, the inflation and tightening the belt, but also just a symptom of, you know, the continual change in how we buy goods,
right?
How we spend our money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's still more sorting out to do economically, both locally and on a regional and national level. But I think rates coming down, which it looks pretty likely will happen in the next, you know, 60 to 90 days, will help start easing, you know, those businesses that continue to operate.
So now that you have retired, if you will,
yeah.
From the banking, you're doing, I know that you're working on some projects.
Yeah, I'm doing some stuff for some nonprofits. Right now, I'm working with Gerlinger Steel here in town.
Okay.
And they've been a longtime friend and customer of mine, and I'm working in their accounting and finance department, helping them with, a whole bunch of stuff. They're, a kind of under the radar company here in town, although you see them every
time.
Yeah, you
it's
drive
amazing.
Through town.
It's and they have, an icon.
They've been here for 95 years.
Wow. I hope you stay there.
The fourth generation, and they also have a large operation down in Woodland that they opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the early 2000s.
Didn't know that. Woodland's a cool little community.
Yeah, they employ, you know, over 100 people.
In Woodland.
Well,
throughout
the company, and it's been an honor, really. They asked me to come do some work with them, and I've been doing that, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great company and a great family.
All right. I'd love to interview them sometime. We'd love to, I love to do the backstory of how one comes to Reading and what it is to go through. That's a lot of decades.
And that company has had impact on this community for a long period of time.
And like you said, kind of an unsung hero.
Yeah, just quietly go about their business of distributing steel, fabricating steel, and mm-hmm. building things, you know, for projects and public works projects. And it would be something. I'll talk to them and see if they'd be interested.
I'd love that, yeah.
Because the story's amazing.
Yeah. So we got a couple minutes before our next break. How about another kind of insight to maybe a nonprofit that you're...
Let's see. What else are we working with? Well, I've been on the board for a long period of time for the Colt 45s, and they just finished another season, had a great summer season.
Oh my God, it was so hot. I think the guys are out there in these uniforms and they're doing it.
Playing baseball. Isn't that something? And, Rick Bassetti and his team put together a great program.
Yeah.
You know, and a great place for, 25 to 30 young men to come and play baseball in the summer when they otherwise, may not have the opportunity, and takes care of them. He does the best he can with the heat. No game starts before, they all start at 7 or
right.
in the evening, so.
And the food, Tiger they field, cook their food.
Yeah, the it's food's just, there and the
it's
beer.
It's so hometown.
And
I love it.
The entertainment that he has for $5, you can get in there.
Yes.
Probably free ticket for in a lot of places.
We give them away, yes.
And so it's
we
a
love supporting
fun
them
community
as well.
Event, and I hope, Rick will keep doing it for another couple years.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's
Tiger Field. You can feel the love.
Yeah, and there's been an effort, and I think the Rancheria made a commitment recently that put it over the top to get a new scoreboard with, like the big fancy ones that have a video capability
on
it and all that.
Okay.
It'll be over in the right field side. And so I know that there's, some efforts underway, to get that put together and try and get it sold for next season. So it'll
once
be
again,
a big deal.
Reading Rancheria stepping in to do something wonderful for our community. Can't say enough about, again, the stuff that they do.
Yes.
That if you added up, I didn't know that. Really, did that?
Yeah, and the city committed some money, and a bunch of other companies in town have either contributed money or committed to helping install it, committing time and effort and their resources to do it. So it's really it'll be fun to see that go up. New big fancy scoreboard.
And I know you won't get fined if you talk about what Rotary you're in.
Well, I'm in Reading East Rotary.
Yes.
And we meet on Wednesdays. We'll meet this afternoon. So we meet every Wednesday for lunch. And
is this at Riverview?
No, we're meeting at the Elks. We moved over to the Elks.
Oh, you did?
After during COVID because Riverview closed for big events.
Okay.
And so we've stayed there. And there's been talk about moving back, but that's a decision that others will make. And
yeah, Alex is a nice place to meet.
Yeah, it's worked out really well. It's been convenient. And
I keep forgetting. A nominal fee, you could become a member at the Elks and use the pool.
There's a lot of good. It's a great facility, great location down on the river.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, we meet, and I'm involved with Reading East Rotary. We're the ones that hold the what used to be the Ducky Derby and is now called the Riffle Raffle.
Okay.
The Sundial Riffle Raffle.
Why'd they change it?
A couple things. One, we had the ducks that were physical and you could, but we rented the ducks and so the cost to rent them started getting so expensive. All of our sponsorship money mainly was going to pay for to get the ducks rented, so there'd be
can you believe that?
40,000 ducks, and so our obligation was there's a nominal rental fee, but we also had to pay for transportation for from wherever their last event was, and so it was $25,000.
That's kind of funny when you think it's funny.
Yeah.
All right, so we call the Whipple Waffle.
So it's
or whatever
the Riffle Raffle. It's the kids are out there selling tickets. I mean, the benefit is just about any. Youth-related organization can participate. They sell tickets. They sell them for $5. And every year that I've been involved, and that's been over 20 years, we've returned to the nonprofit dollar for dollar what the kids raised. So if they sold it for $5, they got $5 back. You know, there's not any haircut for administration.
Oh my God. Let's talk more about that when we get back because we're running over time. More about some of this fundraising fabulosity here when we get back on KTNR. This is Linda Bott. Eric Woodstrom is my guest. We've got some great stuff coming up after the break. We'll see you then.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show. Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings you here this portion of the show. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. And when I say business owners, yes, we have our personal and our business insurance through Maxwell. She's really helped out a lot of friends who just couldn't figure out how they were dropped after the fires, and still that's happening. So if this happens to you, and what do? I would suggest call Judy at Maxwell Insurance and her team. They're located at Hilltop Drive, and her phone number is 530-221-0441.
Good morning, Linda.
Good. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom, the one and only, my buddy. So thank you for coming and sitting in this morning.
My pleasure. Yeah. No, it's always a pleasure to come here. We've been doing this for a number of years, you know, off and on, and it's always my pleasure.
Well, we really appreciate your expertise and your business acumen. And you were talking before we left about I used to be called the Ducky Derby. And,
yes.
And so, you know, when something changes its title, And then you brought something up, if you're just tuning in, that it cost the amount of money to get 4,500?
About 40,000 ducks is what 40, we would
40,000, and they would drop them from the air, right?
Yes, we'd put them up in a container, right, that had a false bottom, pull it and drop them into the river, and then they'd come down the river, and we'd gather them, and the first 8 or 10 would win a prize.
Right.
And, it was a ton of fun. It was down
right
off of the Diesel Horse Bridge, mm-hmm, is where we drop them, and then they
big event.
Yep, big event. But yeah, we were raising sponsor money, and then of course the youth would be out selling tickets, and you know, our goal is to give an opportunity for the youth to sell tickets, to raise money for their organizations. Technically, it's for a prevention of youth alcohol and drug abuse, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, so it's just about any youth related activity, whether it's sports, scouts, school related, you know, would qualify to be able to be to sell tickets, raise money for their organization. Mm-hmm. But the sponsorship money mostly was going to rent the ducks, and we thought that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then our Rotary had helped subsidize that because we wanted to give dollar for dollar back, and we still do that. So anyways, yeah, kind of right around when COVID hit, we were in the process of kind of changing that. Now it's called the Sundial Riffle Raffle, organizations can get tickets through Shasta County Office of Education. They do the distribution of tickets for us. A lot of the elementary schools and junior highs and high school activities, they'll be out selling tickets. You'll see them at the stores or door to door. Buy the tickets from them. That pay $5 for a ticket gives you a chance. I think it's a cash prize this year of $5,000 or $10,000.
Wow.
And then some other, Holiday Harbor always provides stuff.
Oh, they're so great. Kelly, a shout out.
Yeah, and a lot of different organizations give us prizes. And then really the benefit is to the youth. You know, when they sell candy and when they sell other stuff, they don't get dollar for dollar back. And so this is one of the few fundraisers they do every year that we've been able to give dollar for dollar back to the organizations.
October 26th. Now, is it still down at the river?
It'll be at the Sundial Bridge.
Okay.
Right on the south side.
Okay.
And there'll be a little festival there and some booths and stuff like that. And that's where the actual drawing where the winning tickets will be picked. But nothing falls in the river anymore.
So, all right, so the tickets then will be drawn for what? Like the holiday boat, harbor boat?
And the cash prize. Okay. And all the prizes will be drawn that day.
Okay, so it's a food, still a festival kind
of
feeling?
Yes, it'll be a festival. Okay. There's, I think, 24, 26 booths. We had a meeting earlier this week, and the person that's in charge of the festival is talking about the different local businesses that'll be there, and there'll be some food ones and some crafts, and there'll be some music and a lot of stuff.
Okay, October 26th, and it's called the Riffle Raffle.
Yeah, the Sundial Riffle Raffle at the Sundial Bridge.
When the kids are running around trying to sell tickets are $5?
$5 a piece,
Once they sell the ticket, that money that they raise is going to go for their organization.
Correct. It'll come back to them. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to give them dollar for dollar back. I think in the history of it that we've raised about $5 million
for
the community over the last 25
Fantastic.
Years.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a meaningful fundraiser. A lot of the schools use it. Classrooms will use it to supplement, you know, the teachers' stipends for crafts and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, remember when we went to school, I was the gal that went from door to door to sell magazines.
Yes. I did the same thing.
Yeah. We sold magazines.
And pancake breakfast tickets for Little League and all that kind of stuff.
And we did chocolate.
Yep.
All right. So that was our era. Yeah. Then what? Here comes Todd.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It's good you get to see him, you know, say hello and everything. Yeah. So yeah, good stuff. You guys are really working hard for the community. Our community's changing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's changing. It's just growing. And
yeah.
Like, if you don't have a finger on the pulse of what's going on downtown or some of these
businesses.
Buildings that are going up and things that are changing. I mean, Carl, you know, had lunch the other day with Danny Knott and talking about some of the stuff that they're doing with K2.
Which is significant.
Yes. We'll have to have you come back and I know that we're going to all want to talk about the riverfront.
Yep.
Like, oh my God.
What's going to happen to
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So closing thoughts. We've got a couple minutes, 2 minutes.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure as usual.
Thank you, Eric.
And, closing thoughts. I think let's look for rates to come down and businesses to, you know, get back, to making better margins and better money and continue to succeed. I think there's a lot of exciting things happening in our, not only the Redding community, but the greater Shasta County community with, you know, some of the growing industries, the forest products industries coming back. The last 8 to 10 years has been growing again. And so we've got a lot of exciting things ahead of us.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Eric and Ben. There's a phone call coming in, but we've got to close the show. Unless you want to take it real fast. See, we've got 1 minute. Is it a quickie? Anyway, 7:58 in the morning here on KCNR.
This All is right. Linda.
Is it? All right. So, we're not. Actually, by the way, I do want to.
Yes.
I just wanted to add. That on Friday we're going to give another flag away. So do call in and our Facebook page as well. Leave your name and number and we select a name on Friday and we give away a beautiful flag from the Flag Center.
Wonderful.
All right. Got to go here and, we're a little early before the break, but we're going to head on out. Todd Jones is coming up next.
Yay.
And again, thank you to Maxwell Insurance for this portion of the show. Again, let's do a quick update on the weather. Here, we're going to do it also at the 8 o'clock hour, but today it looks like we're going to have around 94 this whole week ahead of us under triple digits. We're so happy about that. We'll be right back at 8 o'clock hour. Todd Jones and this is Linda Bott. Can't wait to hear what Todd's got up his sleeve. Let's hear about good stuff happening in the Redding area. Thank you, Eric Woodstrom.
My pleasure. Thank you, Linda.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A powerful storm that has been pounding the Northeast Caribbean has now gained hurricane strength.
Tropical storm Ernesto packing 70 mile per hour winds just below hurricane strength as it passed through Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with torrential rain, says the National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
The big concern is even as the winds start to die down on those islands, the heavy rain will continue and likely cause flash flooding.
He says Puerto Rico could get 6 to 10 inches of rain.
And that can cause mudslides and rockslides as well.
The storm now moving through open waters. I'm Julie Walker.
And the newly formed hurricane now headed toward Bermuda. Prospects for an easing of tension in the Mideast not looking good. Hamas says it will forego tomorrow's Gaza ceasefire talks, while Iran refuses to give up its vow to attack Israel. Former President Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge in his New York criminal case, Judge Juan Merchan refusing to step aside, with sentencing set for next month. Vice President Harris facing more criticism for avoiding the news media.
It's not only Donald Trump who's complaining that Kamala Harris has yet to give a sit-down interview or hold a news conference since moving to the top of the Democratic ticket. The Washington Post editorial board says it's a political necessity for the vice president to answer questions from the press. It goes on to say that the media and public have legitimate questions, and she should face them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has won her primary race in Minnesota, while in Vermont, the U.S. Senate primary, independent incumbent Bernie Sanders will face Republican Gerald Malloy in November. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is 62 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 41 points, the S&P 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Sudan peace talks aimed at ending the country's civil war are due to start today, but the government is not taking part.
Ceasefire talks without one of the two warring parties, it's hardly an auspicious start. The Sudanese government objects to the presence of the United Arab Emirates as an observer, accusing the UAE of backing the other side. But the United States, which is sponsoring the talks, believes the presence of both the UAE and Egypt is crucial to help ensure any agreed ceasefire actually holds.
The BBC's Imogen Folks. Japan issued its first-ever mega-quake advisory last week after a powerful earthquake struck off the southeastern coast of the country's southern main island of Kyushu. Though the magnitude 7.1 quake caused no deaths or severe damage, the subsequent advisory caused public unease about when the next big quake will occur. News and analysis, townhall.com. He's firing back.
Former President Donald Trump has informed the federal government that he intends to sue over the August 2022 FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, saying it was conducted to interfere with the 2024 election. Mr. Trump's legal team is threatening to sue for $100 million, alleging that the federal government is guilty of invasion of privacy, malicious prosecution, and abuse of process. The raid of Trump's estate took place 18 months after he left the White House. It resulted in Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing Special Counsel Jack Smith to go after the former president over his handling of classified documents. Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the case last month after ruling that Smith's appointment was unconstitutional. Ernie Bennett in Washington.
His campaign says former President Trump will be delivering a major economic address later today in Asheville, North Carolina, North Carolina handed Mr. Trump his closest statewide margin of victory over Democrat Joe Biden back in 2020. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on this beautiful Wednesday. Yes, it is hump day. How are you? How is everybody today? And, well, first of all, I want to know if you're just waking up in the morning and you're joining us, you're probably used to hearing Carl Bott's voice, and Carl is on assignment. Oh, for many of you, let's just tell you what he's doing.
Well, he actually just called.
Oh, he did. I knew he couldn't stay away, but he's probably starting to get where he's going off grid.
Well, yeah, so he called
broken up
right before we went to
break.
Yeah, so but he just wanted to say hi, and he's going up the mountain.
Okay, he's going up the mountain. Okay, so now this is the first time, and and Todd Jones is with me this morning. Okay, Todd, Mr. Marine, we're going to talk about this, you know.
Raw.
Who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. How long were you in the Marines?
4 years.
All right.
Yeah.
So, once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's right.
When people say X, I correct them.
Former
you
Marine.
Just can never say X about that, because it's part of who you are to your core. So, you know, Carl, at this stage in his life, I mean, we've had this horse, we've got this horse, and the reason being is that he used to do endurance racing. And, you know, there comes a point in a man's life, I think, and a woman's life, or a person's life, when they think about, I really enjoyed this, maybe I'll pick this up and do this again. You know, as far as, like, I'm not golfing and I'm not shooting as much, but this is something that I think I want to do. Even though he's a great golfer and a great shooter, and he's done these things in his past. So, anyway, long story short is that we visited some friends to see about a boarding facility, and there was this horse, and that horse ended up being we named her Odina, long story short. And then we got her, and we put some rides on her, but it's been, gone through some health issues. And she's only like 7, maybe she's 9 now. I don't know, I think she was 7 when we got her, so she's probably 9 now. You know, you get lost. And we went through the whole laminitis thing with her. And that would have been almost a year and a half. We have a wonderful vet, Kelly, out at Crossroads. And she's like world class. We've got to get her on because she's, you know, Royal Academy, which means that she went through these years of training that she can practice her veterinary expertise anywhere in the world. She doesn't have to, like, go to, like, say, wherever it is and go through that, because she's been at it would be like the Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, Eric and his Olympian niece. Anyway, so she finally, after Carl had this invite, and he was thinking about, but he wanted to go up with Odina. So this would be her first real outing. And it's 4 days, and he's going with a friend, and there's 40 guys all taking horses, and they won't be the same kind of rides as what we just came down to the Trinity Alps, where we went up with the backcountry horsemen and their mules. And in my opinion, that was hard riding. I mean, we went up, switchback going up, high hills and down and all that. So anyway, that's where he is on his journey, and I'm excited for him to go for 4 days off grid. They're up there where they can.
That's going to be great. He's going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those hills in Trinity, I grew up in Trinity, and I grew up hiking those hills. So I've always wanted to go with, like, the backcountry horsemen and actually ride in, because you get tuckered out. I mean, I think the longest I've done in the Alps is probably, like, 30 miles backpacking. So I'm like, gosh, if I had a horse, I could go a lot farther. So
well,
it's hard to walk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A horse. I would take the horse one of these days.
Where we started... we were up in Cotton Creek.
Is it Coffee Creek?
Coffee Creek. We were up above Coffee Creek, and then it was a 2.5 hour ride from there. So we were up, if you know, Union Lake,
mm-hmm.
in that area.
Oh yeah.
They said don't tell everybody, because this is our little secret place. And you know, we camped right by the river or the creek or whatever it was. But and we took day rides, but it was hard, but it was great. Because, you know, you're in the saddle and, and it's not just like, boom, 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 you know, these are hills.
Yeah.
But beautiful.
And it's probably some fire damage from about like 2008, 2009.
We went through.
There's
going,
always kind of a fire in the vicinity.
Going through, we went through, we saw how horrific it was when we were going through some of the trails. But as we got deeper in and up, it was pristine and it was gorgeous and it was clear and we didn't have any smoke. You know, if it was smoky, we didn't know it. And we did see some bear scat, you know, at one time I think we heard the scream and I thought it was a mountain lion, but the next we found out it was the mule. This mule screams.
Oh.
This mule screamed at 5 o'clock in the morning to let its guy know,
like,
hey,
rooster.
I'm ready to eat.
Yeah. you didn't see any bear? Because I have a bear tag, so.
We didn't see any bear, but there was scat.
There's a lot of bear up there right now. I think.
Yeah, and it was fresh scat.
There's like 30,000 tags or 35,000 tags for California this year because they're like raccoons.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many of them right now. So
these guys have said they've ridden through some of their camps. That these are the guys that bring up and keep those beautiful trails, the ones that you like to hike.
Yeah, backcountry horsemen. I mean, they do a great job because there's limitations on, you know, I don't think you can bring like chainsaw or something like that in the wilderness. And
you can't anything motorized.
To hike in and do some of this trail work is super hard. So if you have a horse and you can bring in more equipment and you're not as fatigued when you get there, I mean, they do such a wonderful job keeping those. And I see them pretty much every year. I'll see a few of them when I'm out there working. And without them, I mean, the Trinity Alps are such a gem, especially during COVID. It got so busy. I remember I grew up there, and the first time I went backpacking, I was about 12 years old, which I think my wife thinks I'm crazy now because just me and a bunch of buddies, 12 years old, by ourselves backpacking.
Right. Well, that's what happens when you grow up in the mountains. You grow up in that area. It's part of, like, what you do.
Yeah, and we brought our BB guns, which were like 40 pounds, which is totally ridiculous. We probably shouldn't have done that. It was too heavy. But, you know, the amount of, like, you know, avalanches, snow damage, fire that hits those trails, it's you know, it is what it is. It's nature. To have the backcountry horsemen go up there and clean it out. But now when I go up there, so, you know, you used to go to a lake. You could have the whole place to yourself in the middle of summer. Now you go up there, there's like 40 or 50 cars at the trailheads, and it's great. I think it's...
We saw nobody else.
That's good. Coffee Creek is pretty far if you go way deep.
Yeah, we saw we passed a couple coming in off the coming into the trail, but we saw nobody else. That was just great.
We had some visitors come into the office because we're the kind of unofficial visitor center for Visit Reading.
Right.
At the chamber office. So we had a young couple come in from somewhere in Europe yesterday, and they said, hey, we want to do this big route, and they actually wanted to go backpacking. So I spent about 30 minutes with them showing them maps.
And where'd you encourage them to go?
They wanted to go on a short hike, and they wanted to go up and end up going up to Oregon. So they're going to go up to the Scott Valley area, which is beautiful. And so I told them to go to Stoddard Lake, which is my favorite lake. If you're a first timer, never been to the Trinity Alps, it's about 3 miles one way. It's a 40-acre lake, so it's a big, beautiful lake, a lot of campsites, and it's a pretty moderate trail. So that's my go-to for first timers in the Trinity Alps, and, you know, big granite backdrop. It's just it's an amazing place. I love the Alps.
Well, and before we take a break, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but what was great about the backcountry horsemen and packing in on the mules is that it's hard to believe that you have a tent, you've got cots, you've got sleeping bags, you had, you know, containers full of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had actually boxed wine.
I take the bag out when I backpack, so I only have the bag of wine.
And watch, you know, this guy said, my wife bought this for me 20 years, and he opened it up, and he could put the legs on it, and it was like, because we could not have a fire.
Yeah.
So everything was cooked with propane. So you had the propane tank. Just you think about all of that. Mm. And then weighing... The science of weighing each side that goes on those packs that go in the mules. And it would be like, they were very, very particular, and I saw them redo it sometimes 3 and 4 times. That would be like 30.
It's Buford. I was like, it's Carl. Carl's here pulling on the wire.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So on that note, I'm here with Todd Jones. We're going to be he's the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about the Trinity Alps. You grew up there. It's great. We love the area of what we have with all of this beautiful parts of nature that we should really partake in. Ben is at the helm, and this is Linda Bach. Carl's going to be on assignment here, so we're going to be talking a bunch of stuff today. And when we get back, Todd will tell us about some of the events that are happening in Reading and some of the projects he's working on with the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coastmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coastmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ben, And that's a great choice, that song. I love it. 8:19 in the morning here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment, but I could not be with a better person to sit in, and that's Todd Jones, who's CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now that we've gone over Trinity Alps and all this other
stuff.
Horse
packing, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, that you grew up in the Trinity, and so you appreciate it. All right, so here you are as CEO now of Chamber of Commerce. How long?
Gosh, let's see, just about 5 months.
5 months,
yeah,
okay.
5 months, so just kind of getting my feet wet. And last week, and we didn't talk about this off the air, but last week I actually went to the Western Association of Chamber Executives Academy, which is chamber execs from all over the West Coast, everywhere kind of west of Mississippi, so there's people from Texas, Oklahoma.
Where was that?
It was in Sacramento, that's where it's usually at, which is great, super convenient. And I was in a class with about 75 other chamber executives. About 50 of them were new CEOs within the past 6 months also.
Really?
The first year class, so people that are new to the industry. And it was really interesting to be in the class and, you know, because we're really we're the largest business association north of Sacramento, the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So, you know, we have about 800 members. We've been around since, oh gosh, I'm going to miss the date. I just looked at it, but 1910.
Wow.
We've been around since 1910, and chambers of commerce are everywhere. Chambers of commerce are typically always a 501c6 membership association, which can be involved with advocacy and all these things. And it was really just cool to see what these other chambers are doing throughout their communities and to see how well our chamber has done over the last few years and how, you know, relevant we are. And really a lot of this is due to Jake Mangus over the last 8 years and a great board that has been with the chamber for many years. And, you know, just the involvement, the activity, the networking events, the things that we have like greeters every week. Many of these people have them once a month and they have trouble getting people to come. We have greeters every single week and we have over 100 people at our greeters. So our membership and our community, and it goes beyond the chamber. You look at what Eric was talking about with Rotary, with the Riffle Raffle, and all these different things I probably talked about on the air before, but, you know, we are a different community. We are an active, engaged community, and it's not like a lot of other communities where the social fabric is starting to kind of fall apart. There's a great book called Bowling Alone by Robert Putnam where it talks about the fabric of communities. Because people are not getting involved as much, they're just not like as vibrant as they used to be. But I think Reading is great, and being at that conference again, it just reminded me of what a great community we have and a great chamber we have, and I'm just proud to be at the helm. So I'm excited. I've been treading water for a few months now, and now my membership director, Haley Kennedy, is back. She was on maternity leave, so we're ready to hit the ground running. We're getting up to full steam.
And I didn't mean to interrupt, sorry. Sure. In some of your classes that you took and you met these other people from around the state, what would you like, for instance, what were some of the topics that you attended?
So it was a lot of basics. A lot of the classes were really basic, but a lot of the conversations were about, you know, things like advocacy. Advocacy is a big part of what a chamber does. You know, has a 501c6, we can be involved in advocacy. And a lot of them are even involved at the state level, which is what I want to do coming up in the next few years, is really get more involved at the state level. And a lot of chambers, not always, but typically, you know, they're business friendly. So a lot of the things that are coming out of the California right now, the state capital, are not business friendly. And, you know, I can pick up the phone and talk to Senator Daly or Assemblywoman Daly anytime, which is great. And I know that they're going to agree. I'm going to agree with them 99% of the time, probably. But we have to go beyond that and build bridges with other people throughout the state and build these coalitions to say, hey, you got to think about how this is affecting the business community. And at first I thought, gosh, how, you know, that's kind of a difficult thing to do. I mean, you know, we are outnumbered here on having conservative business friendly principles at the state capitol, but they said you have to do it because nobody else is going to do it. You have to stand up for your businesses, and it goes beyond our local government. It goes down to the state and even the feds. I mean, my first week I had a great meeting with Congressman LaMalfa. He called me to congratulate me for taking on the role, and I met with him when he was in the office, and, you know, we talked about what can we do to help improve our business community, because my goal is to make Reading the best place to do business in California. We can't get rid of all the California regulations overnight, but we can do what we can here to make our business community healthier and more vibrant.
Yeah, because when I think about greeters, in the beginning, I remember attending about six greeters. And what I liked about that was that going inside of a business and finding out about that business that I would not have known about before.
Yeah, and we're booked out through the rest of the year.
Fantastic.
Great.
Well, sometime we need to have you come through here again. I think it was maybe 10 years ago that it was way before FM. It was way before the fact that we have to take over this entire space now. So it would be great to have businesses come in and see, well, this is who we are and this is what we do. And at one time, we used to have a Chamber of Commerce every day, every week we would have on a new business that we would promote through the Chamber of Commerce. So
that's a good idea.
Something for you to think about, yeah. That people know about. Like, for instance, the Flag Center is a connection where we basically give away a flag every Friday. Mm-hmm. And so we advertise and send that into them, and that's something that we could do to help partner with them on their business. Sometimes people can't just write a check.
Right.
So there's creative ways to be able to do things in advertising. Like maybe somebody can only do a little bit, but then they can give certificates, and we can give certificates to our listeners. And that's something that I've loved to do with our station. And so I just can't even imagine, because I know going back from the time I grew up in Sacramento, I was like in student government. I was, you know, then involved in the pageant circuit, which meant that I was out, you know, cutting ribbons, mm-hmm. doing, you know, going to events where you're making personal appearances. And so I ask some people when I go to visit, like, well, tell me what you're doing in your community. I'm just curious. And they look at me like, well, I take my kids to soccer. I said, no, I'm asking, who's your congressman? Who's the mayor? Do you have a mayor? Are you incorporated? What's your... And they can't tell me who's in their city that they're living in. I just don't, I don't understand that, but I can tell you that some of my best friends and family don't know.
I mean, it happens here too. I mean, even the people that are upset about something that's going on that you might see on social media, you know, and I talked about this at the city council unmet needs workshop several months ago when talking about some of the budget challenges and, you know, how could we overcome these challenges? And, you know, the reality is we have about, you know, 90,000 plus people in Reading. Out of that number of people, how many people know who is making decisions that affect their lives locally? Our city council members, our supervisors, they don't know who the mayor is. They don't know that the city council is basically volunteer. You know, they don't know that the mayor is not an elected position. They rotate through that yearly. So people don't understand. And I think that's...
You don't run for mayor.
You don't run for mayor. My passion, I have a political science degree. I love politics and government and public policy. And so one of my goals over the next few years is to really just, how can we engage more with people? How can we have conversations with elected officials, our local leaders, with our membership, not just the board, but with our membership, and have these opportunities to talk about what's going on? And, you know, even with our upcoming city council race, we are not endorsing candidates this year. We have not done that for several years, but I want to have conversations outside of, we will be doing a city council debate.
A townhouse thing?
We're going to do a debate in early October. Okay. The Reading Chamber is going to do a debate, and those details are coming together this week for our city council. But outside of that, I want people to have an opportunity to sit down with these candidates, every city council candidate, and talk to them about, you know, what's important to them, hear from them, and really just build those bridges, because we are still a small town. It's not that hard to reach these people, and I think sometimes people just think that,
People do answer emails.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't mm-hmm. know how accessible they are. And I want to help educate our community and our membership on, you know, this is what's going on. You know, I certainly have opinions on a lot of things, on everything, but I want people to be able to make their own opinions and have conversations with these city council members and supervisors and DAs and sheriff and police chief and all these things to really get a better understanding of what's happening and, you know, what the challenges are. I mean, it's a complicated world we live in, especially with some of the budget challenges coming up. It's a tough situation.
And the fact that people have lost their, some have lost their reverence for what it is to be respectful of somebody in office. And Eric and I were having that discussion, is that, you know, we grew up in an era where, you know, not everything you did was on a headline, you know, your garbage was hung out. And you still kind of revert your teachers of authority, of your politicians, et cetera. And you just, you know, just be respectful, mm-hmm. just like you would your neighbor. Anyway, we do have to take a break. When we come back, yeah, some of the challenges and stuff. I want to hear more about that October event that you're planning on doing, because I want to see in my mind's eye, when I call it a town hall, like, will there be two people asking questions to a panel? et cetera, how that looks. And also, just to say that, you know, I do get tons of emails as well about people putting signs up. And Carl and I just tell all of our friends and people that want to do that, we cannot take sides because we are in the media, which mm-hmm. means we want everyone to have a voice and not put a sign up in front of our house saying we vote for this person, because we need to remain neutral in our business as representing our community. So everybody has a voice on our station. I just wanted to put that in there. Todd Jones is my guest, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Well, I don't know about you playing that song. Anyway, I remember skating to this song.
Talking about my boss here. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Ben, welcome back to our show. 8:34 in the morning here on KCNR. Todd Jones is my guest this morning. He's the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. This portion of the show is brought to you by, hey, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment, great work injury because of denials, call Patrick Gorman, and I'm serious about that. He is going to see you, sit down with you. It's not going to cost you anything. He's going to just put you at ease. 530-262-2168. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Todd and I were discussing at the break about how this forum is going to look in October. And you're thinking that it's going to be like a debate.
Yeah, I mean, we've called it a forum over the years, but really it is, you know, a debate. I think people would have an opportunity to respond. Again, right now, we talked about this off the air, I believe there are three candidates for the two-year seat. I can't name them all off the top of my head. I know two of them, but I can't name the third one, so I don't want to say their names. And then as of right now, I think there's four or five people running for the two four-year seats for city council. So there could be three new seats coming up. Did I get that right? Yeah, I think so. Three new seats coming up. And so I want to have them all. And again, I haven't put this out there because today at, I believe, 5 p.m. is the deadline to file. There was a little bit of extra time because of Michael DeQuisto's resignation, I think, to file. So today is the filing deadline. So we'll know today at 5, a little after 5 p.m., who all of the candidates are for all of the races throughout the county, but we'll know who those city council candidates are. Then we can start putting together this forum. And the plan right now is to partner with Viva Downtown and hold it at the Cascade Theater in early October. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, my goal as a business community, this is city council. We're not going to be talking about social issues because we don't deal with that as a city.
Right.
Focus on what can we do to help make our community more business friendly. And it's not just impact and building fees. It is things like homelessness. It is things like parks and recreation, because all of those things can help make for a more vibrant community. But I do primarily want to focus on direct business issues and what can we do to be more business friendly in our community. And again, I think our city and our county, for the most part, the staff generally wants to help and help people do well, and they want to help people be successful in our community. But I think there's some policy decisions that are hamstringing them now that we can change to make our community more business friendly. So I'm excited about that.
Well, Todd, when you said you had 800 businesses.
Correct.
That's a lot of businesses.
And yeah, I mean, that's tens of thousands of employees. Yes. I should know this number. I'm going to figure it out within the next few weeks, but it's tens of thousands of people represented through those businesses.
And so was there, and when somebody is involved with the Chamber of Commerce and they are a member, is there a questionnaire, like what would you like to see, like ABC? What would you like to see change in our community? Or what do you, have you feel like there's a need for and or that you've not been heard about?
I'm going to be doing a survey in the next few weeks, a little bit more focused on like the chamber and how we can serve our members
right.
better. That's the first one. But then for the forum, I am going to put a questionnaire out there, and I know I'm going to get a lot of responses. Some of them probably will be wild, but I'm sure there'll be some good topics that I might not have thought about. And I'm going to be working with my board and a few other chamber members to develop the questions, and of course with Viva Downtown. But I do want to ask people what's important to them. I mean, I think I know sometimes homelessness mm-hmm. is a big deal. The riverfront's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Rodeo grounds is a big deal, but there's a lot of other things out there. And so we will poll our membership and ask them, you know, what's important to you? What question would you want to ask? And I'm not going to be able to ask everyone's question.
Right.
We're only going to have a
right.
short amount of time, probably, you know, 10 to 15 questions,
right.
Just with that amount of candidates. But I do want to ask people, you know, what's important to you? And so we can find out. Because right now, and I listen to, a lot of like business podcasts and news things, and, you know, the Home Depot CEO was on did his earnings call yesterday, or it might have been Monday, and he said uncertainty like 17 times on his earnings call. So there's a lot of uncertainty with businesses right now. There's a lot of people that don't know what's going to happen. Whoever gets elected in November, there will be a certain amount of certainty after that election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when President Biden got elected, when I was at the EDC, I got a flood of calls after he was sworn in about renewable energy projects in the North State, which politically, love them or hate them, not talking about wind projects, I'm talking about woody biomass projects. There was money that came in from the administration. If President Trump gets reelected in November, there's going to be different types of priorities and things that people are going to see. And so I think everyone's just really uncomfortable. And again, you know, little Reading Chamber of Commerce is not going to affect a lot of the federal and national policies, but we can certainly do our best to help make our local community better.
And what are some other events? We wanted to discuss events. We've talked about the politics part of in the forums, but let's talk about, usually you do two events a year and you do something that's dressy and wonderful, and that's called what? Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, so in the first Friday of March, we have Legends and Leaders. So that's our big event. That's the Citizen of the Year, which a lot of people don't know this. The Citizen of the Year is nominated and chosen by the past Citizens of the Year. So I don't have a say. My board doesn't have a say. Mm-hmm. It's only the past Citizens of the Year that could make that decision. And really the ones that are coming up soon, we have a State of the City, which we're bringing back for the first time. And I think I talked about that last time I was here, but State of the City is going to be Tuesday, September 25th, whatever that Tuesday is.
Right.
Escape me. And State of the City is at the Civic Auditorium.
Right.
That's really a partnership. It's not really a fundraiser for the chamber. We're really trying to just cover our costs. But that's an opportunity for whoever the mayor is, and the mayor right now, of course, is Tanessa Audette, to share what's been happening at the city and some accomplishments and kind of forward-thinking things. And then I'll speak about the chamber and, you know, some other topics. So those are on sale now for State of the City, Tuesday, September 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the 24th. And then we have our golf tournament coming up October 25th. I believe the golf tournament is sold out already, but we do have sponsorships available as well. It's at Gold Hills, and it's a lot of fun. So those are kind of our bigger events. We have a Cool April Night Show and Shine in the spring, and then weekly we have Greeters. And so Greeters this Thursday, tomorrow, is at Riverview Golf and Country Club, which it's going to be a really fun Greeter.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm excited for that. And if you don't have to be a member to come to Greeters, if you've never been before, come out. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one. I know it's the first day of school or the first week of school for a lot of people, but Riverview is going to be a really good one. So it's 8:00 at Riverview is our Greeters tomorrow.
What else do we have as far as with Greeters? Can you go online? Is there a website you can have our listeners go to where they can see what's happening with the Chamber of Commerce? And where the greeters will be, et cetera, with these upcoming events.
Yeah, so readingchamber.com is the best place. It's pretty much automatically updated with our events, also our Facebook page, but we have events posted at least a month out for our greeters for the next month. So readingchamber.com is a great spot. We have our membership directory. You can see, you know, who our members are, what's going on, what we're talking about, you know, what the topics are. I try to do at least a monthly email about kind of something that's going on or what my thoughts are on something. I'm also starting a podcast right now, which is really exciting. A lot of people have podcasts. It's the City Builders Podcast, and that'll be launching live potentially early next week for our first episode. City Builders Podcast.
Yeah. Cool. Are you going to be doing that from the chamber?
I'm going to be actually doing it at a little studio next door to me. There's a gold record artist that lives in our town that has a little studio in the basement next door to me, and he's got all the gear.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to be doing that. We recorded our first one a couple weeks ago, and we're going through our edits right now, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So give me a little snippet.
So the one that I just did was with Prestige Urgent Care. So Prestige Urgent Care, one of the owners and the chief, I think his title is chief medical officer.
And that's located in Buenaventura and Eureka.
That's right. There's one there and there's one on Hartnell, and they're actually opening a third center, for another initiative called Juniper, which is going to take care of Medicare patients. Cause right now they're cash pay only.
Cash only.
And so we're getting into the Medicare, service as well in the next few months. And so the chief medical officer and part owner, Dr. Jesse Curran, is actually a lifelong friend of mine. We grew up in the Trinities. We were doing that backpacking trip when we were 12. And he's a doctor now, back here in Reading, with his wife, who's a nurse, and a great nurse. She works at Dignity. And they have three boys, same age as me. And the topic, two topics, of course, I wanted to highlight Prestige Urgent Care because I think it's a great business model.
Right.
It's great for businesses. It's great for the patient, and it's great for doctors because they have a lot more flexibility. They don't have to deal with insurance. So we talked a little bit about the business model, but really a lot of the conversation was about physician shortage in the North State. You know,
okay.
Again, he's a 39-year-old doctor, went to UCLA. He's an amazing guy, great doctor. How do we get more doctors here? We talked about the challenges of, like, when Dr. Mu became the public health official, he had a panel of 3,000 Medicare patients. And so how are they going to address serving the Medicare population? And they're going to start this this new program called Juniper, which is going to serve the Medicare population and be paid by
well,
Medicare.
Because I think that's great. I just had a conversation with a gal who lives in Reading but is now splits her time between another state and here. And she said, I am on a wait list for a GP. I can't get in until next year.
You can't
get
one.
You've got to be kidding me. So, well, there you go, Todd.
Yeah, and if you're a member of Prestige, that can be your family. That can be your primary care doctor as well, because finding a primary care physician right now in the North State is very, very difficult.
I'm curious with Prestige, if you do decide, okay, I'm going to take this money, I know that's going to be cash every month, that's going to be my doctor. So then my point is, like, how long are you, is it a 5-minute, can you sit down with the doctor like you used to, you know, where you felt like you, like somebody knows me and they're gonna, you know, but today you get 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I have a personal relationship, so it's really easy.
Yeah.
But we've been members there for a long time, and mm-hmm. a lot of businesses sponsor because it's cheaper than offering insurance, and it covers 99%. Our family's gotten stitches there. My wife broke her ankle. She got her ankle in a cast there. We've got x-rays there. I mean, they do so much stuff. Of course, we still have insurance for something.
Right.
I have 3 boys. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But, Prestige covers a lot of what you need, which is really great. And again, that can be your primary care. So he has a number of physicians. He has new physicians here that he's recruited to the North State.
Fantastic.
Which has been great.
Yeah.
And you can have a primary care doctor, and they have I don't know what they call them, but primary care days, where he's just only taking patients and he's not doing the urgent care side.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to take a break. Learning more about local businesses here with our guest, Todd Jones, who's CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Reading, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you were just hearing this commercial that was Dimitra from Danger Kitty. And you know, she is phenomenal. That band is phenomenal. I don't gush very often, but I got to tell you, I just really have become a big fan. We're going to be there for their bash on the 24th. And it's going to be tremendous, and I just encourage, if there's any tickets available, that you head out with three different bands. Danger Kitty's doing a CD release with a brand new, I think there, you could pre-record if you want an LP, which, you know, of course we love, a lot of us love vinyl. It's a brand new CD release called Sandbox. And it proves to be, took Carl last year and he just was blown away and had a blast. So that's Danger Kitty. That was that commercial. Welcome back to the last part of our show here on this Wednesday edition. It's 8:51, and in case you wanted, I'd give you an update on the weather. 94 will be our high today, hazy, then sunny, clear, then clear skies tonight with overnight lows of around 61. Now Thursday's calling for around 92, hazy, then sunny once again, Thursday night, overnight lows of 63. As we go through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got clear skies with Friday at 94, Saturday 89, and Sunday at 86. Oh my goodness, can you even believe that? I think it's time to bring out the clothing rack and start to wash the sweaters, get everything out to just try to figure out the fall wardrobe. I love that. The, you know, boots and turtlenecks, I'm a girl in heaven.
We're going to have another week of like 100, so I'm
I know,
sure of it.
I know, but you can always
I'm
be ready.
The cool weather. It's so nice.
And the weather is brought to you by always your friends out in Anderson. That is Shasta Gas Propane, the veteran-owned business. As you can see, as we talk about this on our morning show, we are a veteran-owned company, and we have a lot of companies that are owned by veterans, and is a very important part of our calling here our business. And Todd, we thank you too for being a veteran, a former Marine. Mm-hmm. It's a very big deal of how we do business. And I think those people who have served our country and have put their blood, sweat, and tears, not only into our country, but into starting a business, understand how much goes into what it is to have a business. And in today's climate, we've gone through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have put their own money back into their businesses in order to just keep it alive. It's almost like taking a blood transfusion into your business to keep it alive when COVID happened. Are we open? What are the rules? What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And there's still some people, as we can see, some of our favorite restaurants have closed.
Right.
Because it's hard to keep it alive.
Yeah.
So when those people are choosing, and we want to support local, think about it before you go on Amazon. Can I get it locally? Is it worth spending $10 more to get it local? Yes.
Yeah, it's going to come back into our economy.
I mean,
it's going to say, again, sales tax, all those things. It's totally worth it.
And you have a ribbon cutting Friday morning.
We have a ribbon cutting. Yeah, we do.
Which
we
means
have
another business.
We have
opening.
A new business, and we've been having about 2-ish ribbon cuttings per month, and we have a ribbon cutting on Friday for a company called Bargain Bins, which is my wife.
Oh my gosh!
Have you been to one in Anderson?
No, I've been to something like
they have
this
similar. They haven't,
in Sacramento with my parents. I stood in line. You took a number, and it was 6666. Every day went down 6 or something.
Yeah.
6, everything was
exactly,
6.
Exactly. And it's a really fun. So I don't want to talk about their competitor because there's another one in town. But they started in Anderson at the Shasta Gateway
Outlets.
Outlets. They've been down there for a couple of years, and my wife loves going down there because it is. They get these pallets from Amazon, Target, Home Depot, wherever, and then it's like $12 one day. Then it's down to 8, 6, 4, whatever the number
so
is.
So Bargain does the same thing?
So Bargain Bins does the same thing. And so they're opening their second location in Redding. It's at 2686 Hilltop Drive, which is just down there like across from like the old Kmart. It's like down at the end of Hilltop. Down at the end of Hilltop by like Subarama.
Yeah, because there was a paint store. There's a paint store.
It's at the former paint store. Kelly Moore Paint was there.
Okay,
and so it's
good
at
location.
That store. It's
a
guy named Jeremiah Grubbs. He used to own the West Side Pizza on Market Street. He still owns the one in Anderson.
So this is a franchise he got.
It's not. This is his second one. West Side was a franchise, but Bargain Bins is his thing. So he started the one in Anderson. Now he's going to have the one in Redding. I think he has a business partner, but he's a serial entrepreneur. Him and his wife, Shelley, are a great couple. They have 3 little kids. They live in Cottonwood and just a great guy. And Bargain Bins is a lot of fun. So this is fun because a lot of times ribbon cuttings aren't the actual day someone opens. And so they are opening at 10 a.m. on Friday. And our ribbon cutting, based on schedules, it's at 11:30. So it will be about an hour and a half after they're open. And I'm sure it's going to be like mayhem down there already because on Thursdays when they have their new crop of stuff come into the Anderson store, there is a line out the door. Because
really?
You might be able to find something that usually could be, you know, $100 for $12.
Yes.
I got a brand new paint sprayer from there for like $20.
Really?
In the retail section.
Yeah.
But it would have cost me $150 from Home Depot. It was just a return. Never used. Had everything
there. So the current store is in the outlets.
Current store. And so this is their second location.
Right.
Bargain Bins. And so it's 11:30 a.m. this Friday, and that's the day they actually open. They open at 10 a.m. that day.
Okay.
Right at the end of Hilltop, so I'm sure you won't be able to miss it. We got a whole bunch of people that are going to be there, and it's going to be really fun. So I'm excited for him to be back in the Reading market from being in Anderson, and I think of all of our communities kind of together no matter what, but it's great to see him
absolutely
in a second store.
Right.
And it's just
it's
a fun business model, and you really
need to I need to interview him.
Yeah, he is a really interesting guy. He's lived in like Hawaii, he's lived in Southern California, they lived in Colorado, they lived all over the place. And he's just a serial entrepreneur, and it's a great business model, and you know, it's good for consumers too. I mean, because you can go in there and you might have like a whole bin full of like back to school clothes for like $2.
Jeez.
So in there, you know, never used, just they out of stock, overstock, whatever.
So do you know the hours besides the one that's opening on Friday, the Anderson? Is it kind of this based off the model, the one where is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or what is it? They have to stock for a couple
days.
They have
to stock. So I don't know about the Reading one, but I know, I'm pretty sure the Thursday one, I know their first day is Thursday.
Okay.
Because they get their new stuff Wednesday night. So they're like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I think they're closed Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
And again, the prices decrease every day.
Right. Yeah.
So I think on Mondays, it's like 2 for 1. Whatever's left. I mean, I got a brand new, I've gotten so many things there. It's just, it's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Because you can go in there and be like, oh, I needed this thing, or you don't need this thing, but it's really cheap, so you're going to buy it anyway. And then they have a retail section too, where I got a chainsaw for like $100. It would have been like $250.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's great.
It's a cool
business. And everybody's looking for a bargain.
Exactly.
You know?
It's a treasure. It's a treasure hunt.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bargain Bins, 11:30 a.m. Friday. We'll have a ribbon cutting and have some fun. And
down there by Kmart.
Know,
okay.
Down there across the old Kmart, which is going to be a Tractor Supply. And, it's just, you know, ribbon cuttings are fun. We want to celebrate the businesses here. We want to make them feel welcome, part of the community. And I think that's what sets us apart as a chamber and a community is that, you know, we celebrate and welcome each other and we really support each other's businesses.
And then on this Thursday again, you're going to, be at the Riverview Golf and Country Club with, your, chamber
leaders.
greeters.
Chamber greeters. Thursday, 8 to 9, every Thursday. We're booked again through the end of the year, and it's a lot of fun just to get to know new businesses, get to know other chamber members. And if you've never been to one, you know, when I was not in this role, I would probably go to 4 or 5 a year. Now I try to go to all of them, but, you know, come to a few a year. It's a lot of fun and get to know other businesses in the community.
Well, thank you, Todd Jones, for joining me today here on KCNR. Tomorrow, Dr. Doug McConnell, and we have also Rebecca Baer coming on. That's going to be interesting in her new position. And we're going to be talking all kinds of great stuff again tomorrow. Join me then, and signing off for our day. Have a beautiful day, and please try to think of a random act of kindness. That's a good thing to think of before we leave. See you later.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.